More than 1,400 flights canceled today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Another 700 more grounded tomorrow as an Arctic blast hits much of the north.
It's 21 below zero in Billings, Montana, but it feels like minus 50, with blizzard warnings extending across the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Iowa, to Michigan and western New York. Over 100 million of us under wind chill and winter storm warnings, and if your holiday travel includes a car.
Have a full tank of gas, an emergency kit with necessary supplies like water, blankets, flashlight, and other items that you may need if you become stranded.
Chicago Emergency Management's Rich Guidus, that could also put a strain on power grids in sub-zero temperatures into Christmas.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Volodymyr Zelensky is headed back to Ukraine after the president addressed a joint meeting of Congress, thanking the U.S. for help fighting Russia's invasion, asking for more.
We stand, we fight, and we will win because we are united. Ukraine, America, and the entire free world.
The morning after, the Senate's back to work.
Congress is now considering a $1.7 trillion spending package to keep much of the federal government open. $45 billion of that is additional aid to Ukraine, and that's on top of nearly $68 billion already approved in military and economic help. And this spending debate in Congress, some senators have tried to include an extension of Title 42, that's a pandemic-era health authority that allows border agents to expel certain migrants immediately. It was supposed to expire yesterday, but the Supreme Court temporarily kept it in place.
Fox's Rich Edson. The economy was a bit stronger than first thought last quarter. GDP growth revised up to 3.2%.
All of this feeds into what the Federal Reserve does. We're going to expect to see more rate hikes on this higher than anticipated number. GDP, of course, the broadest measure of the nation's output is how much the economy is growing.
Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There is a return to selling on Wall Street big time. The Dow is falling 400 points. The S&P 500 is also down, and the NASDAQ is falling 200. The price of oil is up nearly a dollar. It's back over 79 bucks a barrel, while gas drops another fraction. AAA's national average for regular remains about 310 per gallon. That's 53 cents lower than just a month ago. Now 19 cents cheaper than last year. But we are still paying higher prices for food, and that's been costing us a lot more this year at the grocery store.
Egg prices could finally be coming down in February or March. Eggs are selling at record prices because of an avian influenza outbreak. Entire poultry flocks are destroyed after an infection is confirmed. Midwest large eggs rose to a record wholesale price this month of $5.36 a dozen. Some suppliers are now predicting relief in prices by spring, though cold weather could cut into production in the near term. For now, some supermarkets are selling organic eggs for less than conventional varieties. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The FBI is responding to all the Twitter files that have come out after new owner Elon Musk allowed internal documents be released from before he took over the social media company, showing Twitter limited some conservative users and worked with the FBI, which again is responding.
Giving Fox News this statement, quote, "The FBI provides critical information to the private sector to allow them to protect themselves and their customers. It is unfortunate that conspiracy theorists and others are feeding the American public misinformation with the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency." A November deposition of controversial FBI supervisory special agent Elvis Chan reveals he agrees with the Bureau's claim they never pressured Twitter to censor the Hunter Biden story or that they ever brought it up at all.
That's Brooke Sigmund. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.